This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Is it just me, or do all Flames fans wish they can make team decisions? And are we going to get summer hockey? Good evening. Welcome to episode 56 of Flames Unfiltered. April 26, 2020. NHL season still on pause, but we're still here on the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered. I'll tell you what, this has been a long week. It seems like forever since I talked to you guys. Oh, I've been finding a new addiction. I've always been a golfer, played in high school, played in college. Then took a lot of time off. When you have three kids and a job and this and everything else going on in your life, it's tough to find time. But now with this self-isolation quarantine, golf courses are open, although slightly modified. But I've been loving it. I have been getting out, walking, playing golf, and just having a blast doing it. And the nice weather sure helps things out. And I got a bunch of yard work done this weekend. And I tell you what, we complain about this quarantine and we worry about this and some scary times out there right now. But if there is a bright spot to this, it's slowed life down. It has really, really slowed life down. It's brought me closer to my family, which I think I was a pretty good family man to start with, but it's brought me even closer. It's not gone without trials and tribulations, but it's went well. My kids are getting by. You wonder how they feel and how they think during this. My wife and I are managing this. She works at home right now, and I'm working at my normal job and doing Inside Edge Hockey News podcast, our website, and this podcast and another podcast called The Debate. So yeah, finding time, keeping busy. You know, how many of you guys watched the NFL draft the other day? I tuned in for a little bit. I'm not a huge football fan. I watch football, but I'm not a fan enough to worry about the draft and stuff. And it got me thinking about the NHL draft and how with the starvation of sports news, everything right now, the NFL draft was probably twice the lead up to it as there was a normal draft. And it was fun to see. It was handled pretty good from what I could tell. I didn't watch a lot, but it was just something neat to see different and fun to see that the NFL was finding a way to cope with this and keep business as close to usual as they could. And I'm wondering what we'll see from the NHL draft when we get that. And who knows? Maybe we'll get some hockey, just maybe. Another great episode of Flames Unfiltered. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about the NHL getting back to hockey. Lots of discussion, lots of plans, lots of speculation. We will update all that and give our thoughts on a return of hockey. And then we'll jump into a Flames fan survey done by The Athletic. And I will give my answers to the survey because I thought it was one of the coolest surveys ever for a fan group. I loved every minute of it. I'll discuss the results, talk to you about what I feel. We won't go through every one of them. We'll go through 80% of them because they were that good of questions. And then we will dive into some Flames news and wrap up with a Facebook poll on the future of Cam Talbot in Calgary.
Using the wrong tool for the job? Use the right tool for the job. Introducing the Lawnmower 3.0 by Manscaped, featuring advanced skin-safe technology. Order today at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, Flames fans. What is the state of the National Hockey League right now as we speak? I don't know. It seems like all we've heard lately is NHL is going to play. They're going to play. They're going to play. They're going to play. And I love hearing that talk. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's great to hear that. It's exciting to hear that. It really is. I am a little skeptical on whether I agree with it or if I believe that we will see it. I agree with them playing again, believe me. But do I really, truly, in my heart, think it'll happen? Probably not. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here or you know, bring bad news up, but I worry about it a little bit. What the NHL is discussing, and a lot of this, I've seen so many things. Oh, my gosh. Lots of talk about the draft this week. Lots of talk about them doing that prior to them coming back for hockey. How long do we go? When's the drop dead date? Let's play games in four locations, one for each division. Talk of Minnesota, Edmonton, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Dallas, and those spots being the front runners to what cities we do this in. There's supposedly 12 NHL spots that they're looking into for practice facilities, hotels, restaurants, ways to make this work. No finalized time deadlines. I've seen a lot of websites reporting that players, they want them back by May 1st, May to quarantine for 2 weeks, May 15th, camps would open and be back to hockey in June with the regular season followed by a traditional normal playoff format. I don't know. I love the idea. I would love it if that worked out exactly the way it's planned. I don't know. I think it would be great, but I just don't think those dates and timelines are going to work with health officials. I don't know. It's more of a task to get the players back from overseas, a lot of them, and get everything back and then have them quarantined for 14 days. I don't know the logistics on this. How are they going to? The schedule would probably have to be modified. I think we could change some of the opponents so that there's no travel back and forth. I think the concept is workable. I just don't know if it's realistic based on health officials. It seems like the U.S. is becoming more and more open to normalcy, especially in some areas more than others, where Canada seems like it's a little bit more on lockdown, and the vibes I'm getting are a little bit more concern and long-term when I'm seeing cities such as Calgary, and we'll talk about that later in the show, extending gatherings and dates on that and just so many more regulations, it seems like, in some of the Canadian cities. So maybe it would work more with American cities. I'm not sure how getting players across the borders right now all works either when borders are closed. So there is some things that definitely need to be worked out, but I don't know that it's unrealistic that we couldn't maybe be back July 1, I think, could probably be more realistic than a June 1. But you know what? I think I applaud the NHL in the fact that they are planning and making sure that if and when the availability to do this works out, that they're able to just jump right in and get back to hockey. Now, I hope and pray that we get back to hockey, but I'm on a different fence than some people. I don't want to sacrifice next season for the sake of finishing this season. Because to me, especially with it getting nice out now, I've almost somehow left this season in the past and kind of put it to bed. I don't know how you guys feel, but wouldn't it be odd? I'm not saying it would be bad. I would love to do it. But wouldn't it be odd going back now and playing regular season games and seeing how the team would be coming off of this long break without workouts at all? Yes, there would be a camp. A 2-week camp is what we're hearing. But I don't know. How did the makeup of a team change when you're apart that long and not on the ice? It would be interesting. I hope and pray we get hockey. I am just not so sure that I believe we get hockey this summer.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, it is time to talk Flames fan survey. Scott Cruikshank, Flames beat writer for The Athletic. And first, I'm going to say this. The Athletic is amazing. You need to go subscribe to The Athletic. It is my favorite source for hockey reading. Is that okay to say? Sportsnet would be my number two, NHL.com number three. The Athletic has the most insightful stories ever in the National Hockey League. And Scott did a poll of 700 subscribers on Calgary Flames hockey and what the fans think. It was a great poll. I loved every minute of it. I enjoyed taking it. And I thought, you know what? I wonder if the listeners would be interested in hearing what I picked and in what the results were. So let's jump into it. Question number one. How long have you been a Flames fan? The clear-cut leader on this with 40% of the votes and also got my vote, 20 to 39 years. 27.2 said all 40 years. I couldn't quite fall into that because I started liking the Flames and following the Flames back when I was a little kid in 1986. 28.3% said 5 to 19 years, and just a small, too small percentage said they were new fans. Now, let's roll on to the next question, and that was, how many games of the Flames did you watch this season? More than 60 wins it with 30.9%. Now, I fell into that. I watched every single game this year with the exception of one. Yes, because that's because I was on an airplane flying to go watch another Calgary game. Second place in the voting here, 28.1% said they watched 41 to 60, and 23.7 said that they watched 21 to 40, and 16.6 said they watched 1 to 20 games this year. Now, this is when the poll gets a little bit more interesting. What is your favorite Flames era? So, here's the eras. The winning era, and it's mine also because that's when I was the deepest Flames fan. And that's where 52.4% of the listeners said that the era of the 2000s, the Iginla, Kiprusoff, Sutter era, that wins it. Recency bias, yes, I agree. 29.5 said the late 80s, the Stanley Cup appearances, 17.1 said the current edition of the Flames, and just a small percentage point said the 1980 when Calgary arrived in, or the NHL team moved from Atlanta to Calgary. Well, how do you argue that run in 04 and just, I don't know, just that whole era? I was a big Mika Kiprusoff fan, so that's kind of where I fall into place there. The next question was, who is your favorite Flames player of all time? Now, mine was the third ranked as I picked Theron Fleury. Theron was, he was just an amazing player to watch. I loved his fiery spirit. He was my favorite Flames to watch. I'll read the top five in order. Some interesting. Jerome Iginla wins it all by a landslide. He was rated the Flames' all-time favorite player. Mika Kiprusoff in second. Theron Fleury right behind him. Lanny McDonald a little ways down. Those top three really, really led the pack as far as all-time favorite Flames. Then Al MacInnis, Håkan Lube, Gary Roberts, Matthew Tkachuk, Nieuwendyk, Gilmore, Gaudreau in that order on down. Interesting. I mean, some of the names you see that come up on here make me laugh. Sven Barchi gets a pick. Frank Mussel. Interesting. Ville Niemann. And I love that guy. He was great. The next question was one of my favorite on the thing. And that was, which Flames sweater should be officially retired next year? 41% said Mika Kiprusoff. I'm going to argue that one. I think it should be the number two, which was number 14. I think Theron Fleury's number should be in the Raptors in Calgary, and it's kind of a damn shame it's not. 37.3% of the polled people said that one. Number two, Al MacInnis, came in third at 16.7, and Joe Nieuwendyk did get a few votes in the end there. Now, the next question, who is the best coach for the Flames have ever had? And this is a tough one for me, and I guess I'll go with the winner. And the winner at 40% was Daryl Sutter. Bob Johnson came in second at 34.8. Terry Crisp in third at 16.10. That's a tough one for me because I really liked what Daryl Sutter did in the run in 2004. But, you know, they were pretty lackluster besides that. I don't know. That's a tough one. I hate to admit this, but I think if Bill Peters could have had a few years, and I know I'll probably get a few tweets on that comment, but I don't care. I don't know. I just feel like he had us on the cusp, and I know this year wasn't going great when he was here, but I had hopes of a turnaround, and I think we would have saw that. Moving on to the next question before I get myself into trouble. Who is your favorite current Flames player? And this one, I went back and forth. I've always been a Sean Monahan fan, and I like Sean Monahan. In the last 2 years, he's kind of fallen out of my liking just a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. Travis Hamonic is one that really stands out to me as one of the guys that is one of my favorites. I love the heart and soul of that guy, and I hope we re-sign him. But who won the poll? Matthew Tkachuk by a landslide wins it. Mark Giordano second, Gaudreau third, Lindholm fourth, Monahan fifth. Interesting. All the way on down. And votes for Forbert and Jankowski. Wow. Okay. Now is a question where things could get a little bit interesting. Rate your current satisfaction level of the current team. 50.6% said hopeful. 19.3% said content. 18 said resigned, 8.7 said angry, and happy got just a few votes. Where do I fall into this? This is a tough one for me. I don't hate this current team. I hate a couple of the players on the current team. Now, I don't even hate the players. I hate the way they've been producing lately. And I hate is attitude and drive. Those are two words that come to mind that I'm not really enamored with lately. So I'm definitely not content. I'm not resigned. I'm a slight bit angry. I'm not happy. And I'm a little bit hopeful. I kind of fall into all those. Next question, rate the performance of general manager Brad Treliving. And I am falling into the minority on this one. Very few said poor, just to get that one off. Very few said not great. The winner was 54.3 at good. 25.3 said okay. 13.6 said excellent. And I am in the excellent. I have been a Brad Treliving fan since day one. I think he's made some good moves. Yes, I did not like the James Neal, Milan Lucic move. But I did like the James Neal one to start with, so I can't even fault him on that because I would have done that. I was pumped when I saw that we had signed James Neal. Sometimes stuff doesn't work out, man. It just doesn't. But I didn't like how he fixed it by bringing in Lucic. I thought that was a wrong move. But anyways, I have no say in that, even though, like I said in the heading of the show, I wish we did. Man, wouldn't it be fun to make these decisions? It'd be damn stressful, though, wouldn't it? Now, this question is interesting. It's rate the performance of head coach Jeff Ward. I'll read off the numbers, and then I'll talk to you a little bit about where I fall into this one. 42.2 said good, and that wins it, which a little surprising. 38.7 said okay. 11.10 said not great. 6.2 said excellent, and poor just got a few votes. Boy, got a little more love than I thought he would. Now, I haven't hated Jeff Ward. But I would fall into the not great category, the third category. And here's why. I was very, very, very frustrated with, honestly, some of the goaltending decisions down the stretch here. I think Talbot's been playing better than Riddick, even though I know Riddick is the guy for the franchise. It's frustrated me a little bit about some of the games that I thought Talbot should have got the start because we needed 2 points because we were falling in and out of the playoff spot. And everybody acted like it was a guarantee this team makes a playoffs, but it's not a guarantee. I also did not like, and this is probably the one reason I fall it into the not great category even more so, and that is the line shuffling. Yes, he did rectify that slightly as the season progressed, but boy, we had a 2-month stretch there where, you know, if things weren't going even slightly right, it was put them in a blender and see what comes of this. And I think that's it's a horseshit way of doing things. I do. I think it's horseshit. We've seen these lines produce all last year. We have seen them struggle at times. Name me one line in the National Hockey League that never struggles. There isn't one. But that doesn't mean you put them in a blender immediately right away. And that frustrated me to no end that on a nightly basis, it seemed like I didn't know where Jeff Ward was going to go. I didn't. Now, the next question was, well, who should coach the Flames next season? Because there's been no word that Ward's coming back, and it's undetermined. This vote was interesting. I'll read off the top five. Gerard Gallant got the most votes, and I would be all over that. Jeff Ward was second. Peter Laviolette was third. Bruce Boudreau was fourth. And Mike Babcock was fifth. I got a strong no from me on that one. But I like Gallant, and I like Boudreau. Now, is Boudreau the guy for the team? Probably not, but I would be really excited. I would if Gallant got the job. So the next question, we'll skip a couple here and roll on. What player has had the most impressive season? And Andrew Mangiapane kind of ran away with this one at 40.7. I've been critical of him at times this year. I think a lot of people have gotten after me for that, but that's my opinion. Elias Lindholm, 29.3. That's where I fell into this. I think he is such a critical part to this team's offense. It's crazy. In third, 14.3, Matthew Tkachuk. Rasmus Anderson at 10.2. And TJ Brody was in at fifth. And when I saw TJ Brody's name there, I was like, what? But you know what? Since his episode, and I hope he didn't get a lot of sympathy votes. I think the fans that read this and performed in this aren't giving him sympathy votes. He's been actually pretty good since his seizure on the ice. And we, again, wish him the very best, and we're glad he's okay. But Elias Lindholm, to me, has been the heart and soul of this team. I mean, when he's going, this offense is going. Who has had the most disappointing season? And the winner of this by a landslide is who exactly I would have voted for. And that's at 42.7, Johnny Gaudreau wins this. 17.1, Mark Jankowski. I say, yes, I agree, but what did we expect? 13.9, Sam Bennett. You know what? I'm a Sam Bennett fan, but I would agree on that. And 12.9, Sean Monahan. Sean Monahan, I'll defend him in this case, is I don't think he's a first-line center in this league. I think he's a second-line center. He's getting paid like a second-line center, but we keep telling ourselves that he's a first-line center, and he's not. Let him be a second-line center, and we'll see Sean Monahan progress. We will. I promise you. Now, who should the Flames trade for this summer? Who should the Flames trade this summer? And we talked about this one last week on the show with my buddy Adi James. And if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, it is definitely a must listen. Get back on iTunes and find last week's episode and listen to what Adi James had to say about this. And he sides exactly what the fans do. 21.5 think Johnny Gaudreau should be on the move. 16.7 think Sam Bennett should be on the move. Mark Jankowski gets 14.6 on the to move. I think he will be moved. Sean Monahan gets 9%, 7.4 for Travis Hamonic, and 7.1% of the people voting said nobody should be moved, which I guess we'll see where that goes. The next question, this has been a hot topic on social media as of lately, and I'm interested to see where this one goes. Andrew Mangiapane is up for salary this year, and what are the Flames going to do? What will they pay him next year? 56.3% of the people polled said $2 million. 20, that's where I fell also. That's where I think he'd be perfect. 28.1 said $3 million. 10.10 said $1 million. Some people, a small percentage, said $4 million or more. Now, they're crazy. And a few people said the same salary at $715,000. That's not going to happen. I don't think so. I think the $2 million mark seems to be the mark where Mangiapane would fit in. I do. I think he's been good this year. I think Flames fans might just be a little too high on this guy. I'm interested to see how he can perform the rest of this year and in the next year. Next question. This will be probably the hottest offseason topic for the Flames, and that is the Flames have five UFA blue liners. If you could only keep one, who would it be? I would try to keep two, but I don't know if that's going to happen. 51.6% said TJ Brody, 28.3% said Travis Hamonic, 17.9% said Gustafson, and a small portion said Derek Forbert. I personally would pick Travis Hamonic because I think you'd get him at a cheaper price than TJ Brody. I like TJ Brody. I want to sign both those two guys. I would do a lot to sign both those two guys. I think they're both that good. But I think the value would come with locking up a Travis Hamonic, a stay-at-home shot blocker, would do anything for his teammates. I don't know. That's my vote for the blue line. Now, what should Treliving's offseason's marching orders be? Like, in what order? 57% said trade one member of the core. We talked about that last week with Audie James. 26.5 said tinker with some roster fringes. I think we'll see that with Jankowski. 13.9 said trade multiple members of the score. A small percentage said do nothing. And a few people said trigger a total teardown. I fall into trade one member of the core, and I think that should be Johnny Gaudreau. Start the hate mail. But until he proves to me that he can not just get us to the playoffs, but get us to a Stanley Cup, I'm not going to be a fan. I just, I'm not buying it. Now, this is another topic that I just picked on Jeff Ward about, and this will be the final one we'll do in the poll today, even though I could go on and on and on with this because I love this poll. But if the playoffs were to begin, who would have been the starting goalie for the Flames in game one? Very, very tight competition. 51.9% said David Riddick. 48.1% said Cam Talbot. I fell into the Cam Talbot side. My heart said, David Riddick, we need to make him the heart and soul starting goalie of this team. And that's just the way it is. Just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But my brain said that Cam Talbot would do a better job and help us more in the playoffs because he's been playing better down the stretch, and I don't think that there is too many Flames fans that could argue that with me. Now, again, thank you to The Athletic for doing this. I love talking about it. I hope that's okay with them. I'll put a link to The Athletic on my website, flamesunfiltered.com. After you listen to this podcast, please click on that. Go on there and subscribe. And by the way, got some killer deals going on right now as well in quarantine. Great stuff to read every day about the National Hockey League and other sports for that matter. Get it, subscribe, check it out. The Athletic, top notch.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news, a little bit to talk about this week. Some bad news for Calgary. The Calgary Stampede is canceled due to restrictions regarding COVID-19 pandemic. It'll be an unbelievable financial and emotional loss for the community of Calgary. It is the first time that it has been canceled in 97-year history. Sad, sad news. A little more positive news. Make sure you go to Sportsnet and check out Stuck with the Kachucks. It's a reality clips of the Kachuk family as they are all quarantined together. Matthew Brady and his sister, along with his parents. It's great entertainment. It's hilarious. It's funny. I love watching the pickleball game between Matthew and Brady last week. It was funny, funny, funny. The city of Calgary extends its public events ban through August. So that probably means no NHL games till September. This kind of pisses me off. Now, I know we need to be careful. I know we need to be diligent in flattening the curve, but what is this gain? What is this gain? We don't know how things are going to be in August. What is this gain to keep pushing the state, pushing the state, pushing the state? Hello, guys. It is April 26. We haven't even started May yet, and you're banning August? We're definitely not a sight if the NHL comes back. I'll tell you that just because of this. But that bothers me when city officials start getting a little bit too far out ahead of this. Let's wait and see. You can cancel on, you can extend this on a month-to-month basis. Hell, you can extend it on a week-to-week basis. Like, seriously, let's relax a little bit. Now, let's talk hockey again, because that's what I like talking more. Calgary was linked to a new signing over this last week, as Elliot Friedman reported that it is a 22-year-old right-shot defenseman, Jonas Kinneval. He attended Flames development camp last summer. He's been playing in Sweden for HV 71. And last season, he had 11 goals, 29 assists for 40 points. The team is waiting to finalize this because of transfer agreements to the confirmed signing. So we'll see what happens with this one down the future. Pat Steinberg reported, and Elliot Friedman did, two of my favorites and two people I trust. When they say something, it's credible. Moving on to our fan question part of the episode, and it this week is a Facebook poll that I performed on the Calgary Flames fans Facebook page. And this is one of those Facebook groups that I'm part of that talks Flames hockey, and I love these groups. They are so good. It's so many intelligent, smart Calgary Flames fans on these groups, and I enjoy talking throughout the season, and I've enjoyed bantering back and forth during this NHL pause also. But this week I put a question on there, a poll, and it's pretty cut and dried. Should Calgary re-sign Cam Talbot this offseason, or should they take their chances on another free agent goalie? Let me read that again. Should Calgary re-sign Cam Talbot this offseason, or should they take their chances on another free agent goalie? Now, 250 votes roughly is what I got in the one day that I had this up. And that's awesome. These guys, such good fans on this group. 209. This is just a flat out walk away that they think Talbot should be re-signed. And only 39 people thought that Calgary should go after another free agent goalie. Now, I've liked the tandem of Riddick and Talbot this year. They won. They kept us in a lot of things early on in the year. Riddick was amazing. And then when Riddick kind of stumbled, Talbot stepped up and played pretty good hockey, and we had a great 1-2 punch. Now I probably could answer this question a lot better if I could watch him down the stretch and into the playoffs, but we're probably not, and maybe we will get that luxury. But it'll be an interesting decision if we don't get to see that, what Brad Treliving decides to do. But this offseason is going to be filled with a ton for Brad Treliving to do, and this might be at the top of his list, and maybe, just maybe, something that he's looking at now. But the real question may be, does Cam Talbot want to be a Calgary Flame next year? And next week, we're going to dive deeper into that and find out, just is Cam Talbot the right person for Calgary? And does he want to be in Calgary? We'll talk more about that on next week's episode.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right. Thanks again for listening to Flames Unfiltered. It's some tough times right now, and this is our little escape to talk hockey. Now, I don't know why, but this week it seemed like I haven't talked to you guys forever. But I appreciate everybody tuning in, listening to Flames Unfiltered. This isn't how we planned it on the Hockey Podcast Network. We planned to run through the playoffs talking games, excitement, goals, and a Stanley Cup winner. We still may do that. It's just taken us a hell of a lot longer to do that. So continue to be vigilant this week. Keep clean. It takes all of us. Normalcy is closer every single day. What will the NHL move forward with this week? Will we have hockey again this summer? We'll see.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.